Where are you from?
I'm from Brazil.
But what part of Brazil?
São Paulo.
Okay.
It's a very, very large state.
Yes. Oh, I bet this was quite a change. Did you come here first, directly?
Yes, I came here directly. I also lived many years in Paraguay, a very tiny Hispanic country. So I speak Portuguese, Spanish, and English. English is my third language.
Wow.
And so since I've been here, obviously I've been through the role of being the international student. I don't really see myself as an international student anymore, even though I am.
Yeah.
Nice. But I've been through the process where you come here, everything is overwhelming, everything is just so much to keep up with.
Oh.
Yeah. And not knowing what to do, making so many mistakes. You make so many mistakes when you first start.
What type of mistakes? Like, what do you think of as a mistake?
Which is one of the qualifications for the visa process, is knowing what you can or cannot do, what things you're allowed to. And then small things such as you need to know what a syllabus is. Because you come here, and from most countries, you come here, you've never even heard of one.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, or even small things of like when to get a bank account or not, when to use cash, credit card, best places to shop, or what to do. Like you end up spending far more money than you should because you made small mistakes. Going to the hospital when you just should maybe have stayed at student health or dealt with it for a little bit. So, the range of mistakes can go from small and significant things to huge financially crushing mistakes or even potentially law breaking.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Don't even know that you're doing that. It's unintentional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even, and law breaking can be something small like, oh, sure, I'll babysit for you. It turns out you can't do that. I didn't.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Oh, I didn't know
just
that.
Just on the record, I've never done that.
Yeah.
But, but people don't know that. So sometimes...
Wow, I wouldn't have, wouldn't have even thought about
and
that.
And something super, like, small, like, you have a friend, they have a cat. I'm like, oh, I'm going away for the weekend, would you mind matching my cat? Sure, I'll give you $20 for it. Okay, thanks. If you do that...
If you take pay, then...
That is illegal, you can get deported, you can get your, everything. You.
Wow, that would be a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
Along with just all the cultural differences, you know, just learning how
everything.
To adapt.
Honestly, just a walk from Washburn to your apartment is, the first week especially, is extremely overwhelming because you have to come here, and I can explain that process more in detail, but you have to be here within 30 days of classes starting. And so usually most students come here, get here the week before. Mm-hmm. So in that 1 week, they're introduced to a new country, which most students never even left their home country before.
Right, right.
So new country, new language, new culture, everything is so much. It's like everything is hyper-stimulating. That's the sensation you get. Everything is just so much, too much. You can't keep up with the information.
Right, right.
And you come here, you have training, you have orientation, you have to learn rules, you meet with Washburn police department. You meet with multiple professors. You have orientation on safety. You have orientation on rules and expectations. You have orientation on culture. You have to have orientations on how to use D2L. You've never heard of it before or ever used a system like it before. You have orientation on what classes to choose, and you don't even know what a credit hour is because that's not the system that they use. So everything, I could go on forever. This could take 5 hours just describing everything that's hyper-stimulating. It's just too much.